Aleluya, aleluya, yo canto ritmo cubano. Aleluya, aleluya, yo canto ritmo. himno cubano en el cubano el bohío cantando oye sus primos en el cubano el bohío cantando oye sus primos en su cama yo galando cantando guajiro cubano el bebé de la campana santa muchacho viene vacilando alelola alelola yo canto ritmo cubano alelola alelola yo canto ritmo cubano en el cubano el bohío cantando oye sus primos en el cubano el bohío cantando oye sus primos en su camacho galán canta el guajiro cubano el verde de la campana santa muchacho viene vacilando alelola alelola yo canto ritmo cubano alelola alelola yo canto ritmo cubano alelola alelola yo canto ritmo cubano chu alambre y que te da.
Fighting, fighting, fighting. fighting, yes,
fighting. For survival. So we push on down.
Push at, push at, push at, push on down.
To the Pegasus. At this stage, we got a race.
Got a race, 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 got at this stage.
Brother Ezzy, he would fetch the drum. To suffer cash from falling down. Fighting.
For survival.
Fighting, 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 yeah.
Fighting. For survival.
Step up. RadioactiveInternational.org. This is Organic Vibes with DJ Eno here. Welcome along to the show. Opening up, you heard Madhu Mokhtar with a track called Anar, and that's from a single he released. And then following that was Starband de Dakar with Le Lolei from 2019. And then we heard the Aruba Singers with Fighting for Survival from 1981. And just there from 2019, that's Sister Sarah with Make a Move. And I'd like to thank Sister Sarah for sending me that. She sent me a very nice tweet recently. And so big up Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah started out in Italy. She's got African heritage. Then she moved to London and now she's based in California. So she's definitely going higher and higher. Next up, this is Leo Bud Welsh from a posthumous LP called The Angels in Heaven Done Signed My Name. And it's on a label called Easy Eye Sound. It's been mixed by Dan Auerbach from The Black Keys. And it's got about 10 tracks on it. and I'm going to take one now from it. This is called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Well, many world music DJs and journalists have been lauding the release of Blik Bassie's album, 1958, which is out on No Format at the moment. It's getting rave reviews. And here's a track from the album. This is Mbodal. You're listening to Organic Vibes here on RadioactiveInternational.org.
Babi kos, babi pou pou wò. Babi tem, babi pel, mabil. Wòm, babi holos, babi pan, babi ke nge wò. Babi tar, babi tem, lingen. Nyu kini che longi porol. Kini choro ni yomatai Nyu kini sros longi porola Mbai divi soros Divi lo divi le ni yo Divi on divi sem ni yo Mbai divi poros Divi on divi quest ni yo Divi lo divi soros ni yo Nyu kini che longi porol Nyu kini chol ni yo matai Nyu kini soros longi porola Nyu kini che longi porol
Oh. so unhappy when you linger.
Oh my God, the music is just something.
Well, this one is called Dub for the Radicals.
That's the sound there of Albarozzi meets the Roots Radix from their new album called Dub for the Radicals on the Greensleeves label, and that's the title track. Irish band Danny G and the Major Sevens have a new single out. It's called Believe and it features Gráinne McCarthy, and here it is. You're listening to RadioactiveInternational.org. This is Organic Vibes.
You've been in love like this before. Now someone knocking on your door. You gotta love.
Digital Dubs from Sao Paulo in Brazil keep releasing material, and that's the Rafavela dub, the instrumental version featuring Gilberto Gil. Now, French band Queer, that's C-U-I-R, put out a demo earlier this year, back in February. They're from Lorient in Brittany, and here's a couple of tracks from it now. First of all, we'll hear Gerbe, and that'll be followed by Tension. Queer. Latest issue of Gay Community News, May 2019, is out now. It's issue 353, and as usual, it's free. For me, the current issue has probably the most beautiful sleeve I've ever seen on Gay Community News, and it really, if you're into social activism, you're going to love it, because they've devoted several pages in the centre of the magazine to change one thing. Change everything. And it says here, while the fight against climate change can seem overwhelming, making a relatively small change in your life can have an effect. As the centrepiece of this issue, we speak to people who made achievable changes in order to make our planet a better place. And they speak to Keep Cups, which is Carl Purdy and Caroline Sleeman Purdy. who are behind Coffee Angel, an independent speciality coffee business based in Dublin, talking about the introduction of their own Keep Cup scheme, Your Cup, Our Future. Carl mentioned some incredible figures which should be a great incentive for people to take part. And they also speak to Lisa Fingleton and Rena Blake, who are partners, and they grow most of their food they grow as much of their own food as they can. Lisa's book, The Local Food Project, explores the power of growing and eating local food. Lisa tells us here about their journey. And then over Leaf, they got a piece about home planting. Samantha McCaffrey is a much-loved member of the team here at GCN Towers. It says, I'm reading this. She's introduced gorgeous plants to the office and has begun to transform our balconies into colourful bursts of nature up above the city streets. Here she espouses the benefits of home planting. And then another article here, community gardens. Community gardens are a terrific way to build up those essential green spaces. Maeve Foreman is one of the founding members of the wonderfully titled Mud Island, a community garden in Dublin's north inner city. There's a community of 15 people who coordinate the running of the garden, and they are always looking for green-fingered folk to get involved. And they've also got an interview with Megan Carmody, who is the head of mobilisation at Friends of the Earth. And there's also a piece on arts activism. There's a huge link between art and activism. Most successful recent actions and movements have been visible and recognisable links to different forms of media. Here at Gay Community News, we're incredibly lucky to have the talented Cassia Caden Gilmartin interning with us. Cassia tells us about Channel Magazine, a literary journal she has created with Elizabeth Murto. They've got a piece on slow fashion. Actress and activist Evine McCann is a big proponent of the slow fashion concept. She told us how to balance being a lover of style with having a responsibility for the planet. And then for vegans, while going vegan can be a big commitment, there's definitely some scope. There's definitely scope in most of our lives to cut down on the consumption of animal-based food. Will Stapleton has been doing what he can to fly the flag for veganism and encouraging others to do the same. Another piece in the magazine, ACT UP Dublin member Noel Donnellan looks at the origins of the direct action movement and its impacts across the globe. And on pages 12 and 13. On the 1st of May, Gay Community News will team up with Extinction Rebellion Ireland for May Day, the fight to save our world. A night of information, conversation and action on climate change. Here, Ona Marion speaks about her own journey with Extinction Rebellion. And Extinction Rebellion, of course, doing great work in London and further afield, trying to build up resistance against the forces which are challenging our environment and our climate. On page 16, of Gay Community News for May, with the opening of an intriguing and startling exhibition in IMA, Sean Kassan, the exhibition's curator, speaks to one of the featured artists, Brian Teeling, about his own contributions to the show. And all images are by Brian Teeling. So, as usual, there's plenty to read in Gay Community News. I will also mention on page 32 and 33, there's a piece by Chris O'Donnell who speaks to Laman, an asylum seeker directly affected by direct provision. And Chris O'Donnell looks at how the housing crisis hits people exiting the direct provision system and how close they are to being homeless. And it's a really moving article. So another example, another reason to pick up Gay Community News. And as usual, it's free. So go out and get Gay Community News for May 2019.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra. Extra, extra, read all about it.
This is RadioactiveInternational.org. You're listening to Organic Vibes with DJ Eno here. Loki is coming to Dublin on the Saturday, the 4th of May. Here's a track from his latest album. This is Soundtrack to the Struggle Part 2, and it features Noam Chomsky.
You're listening to Soundtrack to the Struggle 2 by Loki.
Thank you for joining us, Noam. In Optimism Over Despair, you say, it seems to me unlikely that civilization can survive really existing capitalism. Would you be able to explain that statement for us?
Really existing capitalism is what we can see described in the press day after day. We read that the major banks like J.P. Morgan Chase are increasing their investment in fossil fuels, including the most dangerous, like Canadian tar sands. And all of this is quite understandable on the assumption that the structure of our institutions is geared to maximizing short-term profit and power without regard to what might happen to the world in another 20 or 30 years. But that's called capitalism. But we can't survive that.
Is it the economic system v the ecosystem? How we gonna define deep when the seas have risen? How can we define woke when our sleep's commissioned? Drowned out by cold brother bots, how can the people listen? Can't detoxify as we watch the sky fade to grey. The source devoured corporate power, killed the nation state. Sophisticated murder, defined as innovation. Corporations whine and dying just to mine your information. Amen versus humanity, terrorists who? His search engine knows your thought pattern better than you. In an environment resentful, uprising is essential. The horizon is torrential, thinking silence will protect you. Subject to propaganda that terrifies the slumbered. We can jeopardize their cover if we energize the numbers. Collectivize or die, protect your mind or suffer. Life is paradise to some and a paradise to others. The eyes of a tired, retired fireman, knowing he couldn't help a child survive the frying pan. When we riot, we disquiet the Leviathan. Forget Iron Man, I've got an iron lion's diaphragm. My salutations to those with imagination. Doom anticipated, and that's no exaggeration. Your flag doesn't exist. Let me back up that statement. What happens to the nation if the Queen has a tax haven? Pushing these buttons, you don't need a brave heart. Run text, turn the Mediterranean to a graveyard. Paper wall will drive you crazy if you let it. Had a mother burying a newborn baby in the desert. What's commonsensical is sensible to question. What seems to be a lesson is intellectual repression. Rebel against the system that deprived you of a voice. Rebel against this hell while our survival's still a choice. Suicide cannibalize itself while the bank's treating fictitious capital like it's wealth. Your lurid lobby system means corruption is legalized. Privatized healthcare elsewhere, people die. Rebellion lives in all those that dream of a better way. Refuse to be brainwashed with false visions of yesterday. Choose to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. So many choose the opposite, their spirit contradicted. Bring a child to the world where the future seems impossible. $5 trillion a year subsidizing fossil fuels. The truth was in their eyes, but you shrugged and just turned your back. I watched the family beg for help while they flat turn to ash. Apocalypse now. We saw our future in that damn building. CEOs loving profit more than they love their grandchildren. We saw our future in that damn building. CEOs loving profit more than they love their grandchildren.
Not to be concerned about the future of their grandchildren. But you have to put yourself in the position of, say, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the biggest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase. As CEO, he has essentially two choices. One choice is to do exactly what he's doing. Invest direct investments to the most profitable outcome. It happens to be the most dangerous fossil fuels. Do that. The other alternative he has is to resign and be replaced by somebody else who'll do the same thing. But this is an institutional problem, not an individual one.
Frontex turned the Mediterranean to a graveyard. Frontex turned the Mediterranean to a graveyard. Frontex turned the Mediterranean to a graveyard. Frontex turned the Mediterranean to a graveyard.
Oh my God. The music.
First of all, there you heard Low Key featuring the vocals of Noam Chomsky and soundtracked The Struggle 2. And I followed that with Lee Scratch Perry with the Upsetter Shuffle, which just come out on the Pressure Sounds label. And playing under me now at the moment is the dub remix, the Paolo Baldini dub files remix of the same tune. I'd like to thank you all for listening. This has been Organic Vibes with DJ Eno here on RadioactiveInternational.org. Keep listening to RadioactiveInternational.org and follow me on Mixcloud.